The study, done by two Stanford researchers, touches on how terrorists could poison the milk supply chain by putting toxins in holding tanks and trucks. The report will be published in the July 12th edition of Proceedings of the National Academy of Science and is already on the Academy's website. It was to have been published May 30th, but was withheld at the request of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Stuart Simonson, who called the report a roadmap for terrorists. Steve Steinhoff is director of the Division of Food Safety for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. He says the report won't change the status of the state's dairy industry and its 15,000 dairy farmers.
If security wasn't part of our daily routine, then it is now. This just reinforces the need to be vigilant and to build deterrence into their systems. You can't eliminate the risk, but you can reduce it. You can deter it. You can make it less likely to happen on your farm or at your milk plant, and they certainly know what to do, and we reinforce some of those things.
And Donna Gilson, a public information officer for DACAP, says safety measures on farms have especially increased after the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Even if you go back about 6 months before that, when foot and mouth disease hit Great Britain, that was when we really started taking the opportunity to work with not just our dairy farmers, but all of our producers in Wisconsin to heighten their biosecurity measures on their farm. And we continue to do that.
Gilson adds every dairy farmer in the state has received a list of steps to help protect their milk supply, including locking up tanks and trucks. Wisconsin ranks second for milk production behind California. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.